All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, I want to move on and move away from the elephant in the room. Excuse me, because he's, you know, you sometimes wonder how much of this that man can stand before he snaps. You know, he's a human being after all, and I don't care how tough the veneer is underneath all of that bluster, is a human being, and who feels that stress and that pressure. And I don't care what he appears to be outwardly, inwardly. Yeah, he's a human being. And he has to be at a place that people have to be concerned how much more of this he can take. You know? You know, he's one person. He can't take on the world and win. Here's a guy trying to take on the world and thinks that he's going to become the victor. That's not going to happen. They're not going to redo anything that took place. But when you think of some of the things, the stories he concocted, and yet the Dominion voting machines and others, and, you know, the truckloads of votes that you know, that he saw and somebody saw, and they were bringing them in late after the election. And, you know, I mean, really, that man is suffering some really, really delusional thoughts. I mean, I got a son that's bipolar and schizophrenic, and he hears voices, and he hears those. You know, I'm not sure that Donald Trump is not suffering from bipolar and schizophrenia. And maybe it hasn't been diagnosed, or maybe it has been diagnosed and he refuses to address it or those around him. But he has all of those kinds of characteristics that would lead one to believe that is what's at the root of his problems and his issues. And if that is the case, I would love to hear or read, you know, what the doctors have said about him. Remember when Donald Trump took some tests and ran, there were some tests ran early on in his presidency, and they talked about his weight, and he said he weighed 180 pounds.
Maybe his head.
Yes, right.
What?
He said he weighed 180 or 190 pounds or something like that. And knew he was just, I mean, pathological liar.
That's the dangerous thing about these people is they're lying so much that they lie to themselves and they believe it.
Yeah, they believe it. They believe him. And we're going to be talking about him more and more and more. And part of what Republicans are saying about the other things that are important too is true. I mean, there are these other issues and these other things that are really starting to have an impact and an effect on the American citizens. And if you are fortunate and blessed enough that the gasoline prices don't affect you, then God bless you. You know, if you are fortunate enough that the 18% increase in renting property doesn't affect you, then God bless you. You know, if you are part of a percentage of the American people where the food prices don't affect you, then God bless you. But if you're the other side of that equation, which is the majority of the American people, this is just a tough time. And even if you're a Democrat and you know and you understand what is happening here, and just what you people are faced with every day, and you know that this inflation is the worst that has been in 40 years, then you want some answers. You really do. And as bad off as these people are on the right, you know the blame is going to be on those who are in control right now, and that happens to be the Democrats. And there's going to be a price to be paid for that. You know, it really is. There's going to be a price to be paid for that. And so that price could very well be the loss of the Senate and the House. And that's not, you know, something that we can't believe or we can't talk about, because it's true, it's real. You know, these things aren't going to get better in the next, you know, 4 months for the midterm elections. The prices of these things aren't going to disappear. They aren't going to go down. Everything points to the fact that they're going to be going up, and there's going to be more and more pain for the average person in this country. And so they believe, and rightfully so, that the pain that they're experiencing, they didn't ask for. You know, at the root of a lot of it is it was going to happen eventually anyway, because the economy and the recovery had been going on for what? Since 2008, you know, for 16 years. Not 16 years, 14 years. And so, you know, that was a long, long, strong recovery. You know, people forget that when Barack Obama came into office, the Dow Jones was at 7,800 and falling, and just about to hit some of the all-time lows in recent history. When he left, it was at 18,000. Now it's somewhere around 36,000. So that's one of the greatest recoveries in the history of our nation. And at some point in time, those things had to come to an end. That's just the way the economy in the country works. And so we're at that point. And it didn't matter whether it was Joe Biden or whoever it was. It was inevitable. 0% interest rates just about for, you know, the better part of 8-10 years is unsustainable. 2%, 3% home interest rates was not going to last forever. And so we're at the end of that road, and the pain that's going to be meted out over maybe the next 3 to 4 years is going to be extremely painful. And so the thing that the American people need to understand is Republicans aren't going to come and change that overnight. It's got to run its course. So whether it's Joe Biden or whoever it is, the pain is going to remain. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.